Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. You're listening to the Texans Today podcast. My name is Drew Doherty here at Reliance Stadium on Monday, the day after the Texans fell 28-21 to the Arizona Cardinals. Head coach Gary Kubiak spoke with the media in his weekly day-after press conference and answered questions about the run game.
Yeah, you just had so much success throwing the ball and moving straight down the field. It preceded the interception by two plays. It was a negative play to Slayton.
Oh, no, I agree with you. We threw the ball extremely well in the second half. You know, we did not run the ball well in the first half, and we're playing catch-up. You know, I think the run you're talking about was to our left. We ended up losing about 3 yards. Actually, that's the play that Brizell got hurt on, which we're dealing with today. But I guess one was too many. Should have threw it one more time. But, you know, we did rally and find a way to make plays, and the receivers and Matt, we held up in protection. We got ourselves in position to win the game. We just didn't get it done.
After the game, you said about the not getting in on the three plays at the end. We need to find a way to get a yard. Are you reevaluating how you put personnel out there?
I believe in Chris. I mean, that's Chris's role to me with our football team. He got in on the same play earlier in the game. So, I'm not right there right now. I'm just disappointed in the fact that we didn't get in. I thought we should have scored on all four of the plays, not just one of them. So it's just disappointing. But you got to give them credit. I mean, Dockett makes a great play on first down. He peels back and stops Slayton on the one, and then of course we get stopped on second down, which I don't see any reason why we shouldn't get in there. We ought to make the play on third down. You know, good excuses, but just didn't happen.
What do you think the key to turning it around in the red zone is for your team?
We were better in the red zone yesterday, Chris. You know, I mean, we just obviously didn't get in on the last drive, and then we went for it on fourth and one, I think, is the other one. And, we should make that play, too. We're good enough to make that play as a team. So got five opportunities down there. That's good. You want opportunities, but obviously when it's all said and done, we needed to be at least 4 for 5 to be in position to win this game. We weren't.
Improving the running game going to be key to this offense moving forward?
Well, you know, it's very frustrating, and I don't want to keep giving you all the same answers, you know. But it is very important to the team's success. I mean, when you run the ball well and control the football, it helps your defense, it helps everybody. And, you know, we have not been doing that. We're not going to run away from it. We're not going to give up on it. But obviously it's a major, major concern coming out of these games the way we're doing it. But on the positive side, we are throwing the ball extremely well. So, but we'll have to find it. We need to find some type of way, you know, to run it better.
You said that Brizell was hurt?
Who? Mike Brizell, yes. He's got an injured foot. He finished the game with it. I'll let you know probably more tomorrow, but it doesn't look good right now.
Do you have any other injuries coming up?
No, we came out pretty much okay. We had a couple of guys banged up. Zach got banged his shoulder a little bit, but other than that, we came out okay.
Gary, is the offensive line right here, is the offensive line an area of concern for you in terms of, not in pass protection, but in terms of the running game?
Well, the whole running game is a concern. I mean, obviously it starts with our guys up front, but it includes everybody. I mean, it includes backs, wide receivers. To be good in a running game, everybody's got to be doing their part. Obviously we've had some changes, you know, losing Chester, and, now could possibly be playing with another young player with Mike, if Mike misses some time here. So, we've got some adjustments to make, but, it was obviously a big strength of our football team last year, and there's no reason why it shouldn't be this year before we're said and done. So those guys need to step to the plate and play better, and I think they will. I do.
Gary, will Caldwell play right guard?
We'll probably, if Mike's out, we'll probably have him and Chris both working there, probably not try to interrupt Studdard's progress. He made a great progress in this game, played pretty darn well. So I don't want to move him around too much. So if that's the case, we'll probably be working with both of those guys.
Much as Caldwell gotten to work at guard?
He worked a bunch there after he worked center in training camp so he could get the calls and all that, John, which is the toughest spot to work. And then since then, he's basically been working at guard.
Gary, how much consideration was it during the game, maybe now looking back on it, on that Chris Brown 4th-and-1, for instance, spreading the field, having to Shaw sneak, or spreading the field with your receivers and going up top?
Anytime you're not successful, Mark, I got a lot of, things go through my head that could have been other options. But I think we did the right thing. We just didn't do it good enough. I mean, we We ran the plays that were our best down there. We had three shots at it from the one, and you know, they made the plays we didn't.
Coach Eric Winston said yesterday you guys called the same stuff, but you were just better in the second half. Can you explain that?
Well, I think the second half is all predicated on third downs. You know, if you look at the first half of the game, we had six third downs. We should have made four of them easily. But with your 0 for 6, you don't stay on the field. You know, offense is about getting more snaps, staying on the field. More time on the field comes production. And when you're 0 for 6, you know, you eliminate 18 plays of your offensive football team right there. So I think that was the key to the first half.
Gary, we got phone calls last night right after the game, and I'm sure the other stations did too. The occupational hazard of being a head coach or a manager when things don't go well, people call for your scalp. You're now there. How do you deal with that?
I'm dealing with the football. You deal with the radio. I'm going to deal with the football. That's part of my job, Barry. I don't worry about that. I told you guys that last year. I got enough things to worry about.
Gary,
30.
Gary, could you talk about why Koye is playing better now, what he's doing now?
I just think he's adjusted. You know, he's adjusted to Bill and what Bill's asking him to do, John. We put some packages together that I think have freed him up a little bit. I think Frank's done an excellent job moving some people around. Had another package yesterday, you know, with Cushing doing a lot of rushing, playing it down in some situations. So I think Amobi has gotten loose in some of that stuff. And I like his motor. He's playing better. I think his effort's better. In the second half, we rushed the quarterback extremely well.
Is that mental or physical?
Probably a combination of both. Him just getting very comfortable with what's going on and what we're doing and just revving his motor up a little bit more, getting there a split second faster maybe than he has in the past. But looks like he's having fun to me, and obviously it shows. He's making some plays.
You're always talking about trying to have 50-50 balance. Have you given up on your balance yet?
Oh, well, obviously we weren't balanced yesterday, but it gave us a chance to win. You know, John, I think the key to being a good football team, you got to be able to run the ball in this league. And I'm going to have a hard time changing me on that, but I'm also got to look at what's going on with my team right now and what's happening. And, you know, we're throwing the ball very, very well, and we're not running it very well. So we're going to do what we have to do to win, but we're not going to give up on the run. We're going to stay committed to it in our preparation and our work, and it needs to come around.
Gary, what did Matt say on the interception? He's at the far hash. He tries to throw a ball. He doesn't have a cannon arm, and there was no double move that Kevin had, which in hindsight would have been a perfect way to defeat a guy that was just sitting on it.
We max protected, we got Kevin one-on-one outside. It's a good player out there. He jumped the route, did a nice job. Like you said, the worst thing that can happen right there is to turn the football over.
Why not a double move to free him up?
Well, that play's over, Barry. I can't double move him right. We double moved him earlier in the game a couple times, so I didn't do it that time.
Gary, one of the keys to the athleticism that Alex tries to teach is you got athletic guys, but it seems like in addition to playing smash mouth, they're not getting to the second level. Why?
Well, I think we're getting to the second level. We're cutting pretty good. We've done that pretty good, but we're not running the ball well. I got no excuses for you. We're just going to keep working and try to get better at it.
What do you do different? Because you've been doing the same stuff since going back to camp.
Talking about from the run?
Yeah, what can you do that you haven't done?
Well, like I said, I'm not going to all of a sudden abandon it, John, so I'm going to give you the same answer. I believe in what we're doing. You know, we've got to, you know, definitely find a way to do it better, scheme it up better. We tried some different things yesterday to formation-wise to try to do a few different things, but we still weren't very successful doing it. I think our scheme has been good. I think it'll be good. And I got to stay committed to it and keep these players committed to it.
Are you concerned that defenses have finally caught up to this game that's been successful since 95?
No, I don't think so. There's a lot of people running the zone scheme and running it very well. And we ran it very well last year, and I don't think over a course of 1 year it's no good anymore. I mean, I'm not that type of guy. I believe in what we're doing. And like I said, we found a way to move the ball yesterday. We didn't get in the end zone on the one-yard line, so we get beat.
Coach, is Steve not an option in short yardage situation? Twice now in critical situations.
He was in there in short yardage yesterday, and we got stopped on third and one. The one time we got stopped, I can't remember if it was the second or it was the second quarter. We got stopped on third and one, so he was in there. They can both be in there.
Take a few more.
do you, on the back end with Eugene and Bernard and then the three DBs with Jock and Dante and Glover, do you feel like you've got your top five now?
Well, first off, Jock, it was a great, you know, not a pleasant surprise, but it was good to see him come back and play. He played a lot better than I thought he would. I mean, he moved around pretty good, looked fine to me as far as his knees, so he gets through his first game. You know, with him back, that makes us even stronger. I think Quinn is becoming a fine player. I mean, he's got a chance to be an excellent player. You know, Dante, to me, has improved every week, so the group is strong. You know, it's young. You know, those guys are young in there, but it's getting stronger and should get better every week.
The team last year, obviously, was in an 0-4 hole and won 8-12. Mm-hmm. Are you fighting against them thinking that, oh, here we go again, or you already know that they can get out of it, or how do you see these
guys
reacting?
Well, you know, I don't look at the next 11. I look at the next game, you know, and like I said, you know, obviously we're 2-3. We've been on the 1 yard line in two football games, which is very, very disappointing, but that's part of the National Football League, and we got to worry about Cincinnati and find a way to go down there and win. So take them one at a time.
Cedric Benson leads a league in rushing. How do you game plan around their rushing a team and their balanced attack?
Well, I think their team starts with their quarterback. Obviously, we didn't face him last year. You know, he wasn't healthy, so it starts with Carson and what he's able to do. And because he throws the ball so well, you know, they get a lot of seven-man fronts, so to speak, you know, that to run the ball against. But they're a very balanced football team, playing extremely well. So we'll have our work cut out for us on both ends.
Football time in Houston.